I'm Cherie Newman. In 2007, Whitefish writer and photographer Brian Schott had an idea. He wanted to start a print publication to feature the literature, art, and photography of mountain culture. And so, over pints of beer after a day on the ski slopes, he pitched his idea to a couple of friends.
We'll publish some cool stories. It'll be fun. Really.
Now, 8.5 years, one nonprofit status, and countless sleep-deprived nights later, issue number 18 of the Whitefish Review is about to be released. The theme of this issue is growing up and getting older. It was guest edited by Rick Bass, and it includes the transcript of a phone conversation editor-in-chief Brian Schott had with David Letterman, who owns a ranch near Shodo. Their conversation began with Letterman's recent departure from The Late Show on CBS.
You've retired, we've heard.
Yes, I have retired. I am no longer in show business.
How has that change in your life affected you?
We did this television show, my friends and I, for a long, long time. And it's probably like anybody's professional pursuit. When you're doing it for so long and each day, I have always likened it to running a restaurant, because you get response to the day's endeavor immediately, either from the audience or from the ratings, but you know as early as the next day how you did. And because of this introspection, you begin to believe that what you're doing is of great importance and that it is affecting mankind wall to wall. And then when you get out of it, you realize, oh, well, that wasn't true at all. It was silliness. When that occurred to me, I felt so much better, and I realized, geez, I don't think I care that much about television anymore. But I feel foolish for having been misguided by my own ego for so many years.
Schott and Letterman also talked about skiing.
The last time we were up at Big Mountain, or I guess they call it Whitefish Mountain now, as you're riding the chairlift up, you're looking into the Canadian Rockies, and then you're looking back at Glacier, and then you're looking south and you see the ranges that run forever in that direction. And one of my early ski instructors said to me, the first lesson in skiing, he says, when you get off the chairlift, take in the view. And, you know, we'd been halfway up the mountain on the chairlift, and it's like an IMAX movie. It's beyond an IMAX movie. It's all there. It's crazy. You don't see stuff like that.
Many celebrities own land in Montana, but for a long time, Letterman resisted.
Tom Brokaw is the reason we ended up in Montana. For years and years and years, Tom said, oh, you ought to go to Meredith and I, you ought to go to Montana. And I said, okay, sure, Tom, sure. And I would look at Montana and I would think, good Lord, why would you want to go look at that? It's too wide, for one thing. So finally we went, and so we stumbled onto the Rocky Mountain front. The first thing that this experience brought to us was you just can't stop seeing once you're out there. And you know, the big sky and all, and for heaven's sakes, it's true, but also the endless horizon. And the front, I can remember one day being out there just kind of walking around, and I realized the wind was coming at me, and it was fairly gentle. And what it was bringing to my ears was just dead quiet. I couldn't believe that the two things could exist, that the wind would be blowing, and what it brought to you was absolute silence. And the place is full of surprises like that.
The Whitefish Review was also a surprise to Letterman.
I've been looking through, I believe the word is perusing, the magazines, the collections, the Whitefish Review, and I'm in love with the publication, and I feel stupid because prior to a month ago or so, I don't think I was aware of it, and it's a delightful project and must be very satisfying to work with.
Well, thanks for saying so. It's really generous.
For Brian Schott, publishing the Whitefish Review has been a labor of love that has consumed a large chunk of his energy, time, and money for nearly 9 years. So why does he persist?
You know, ultimately, I think it's all about beauty in the landscape, in the words, in the art, and in the photography.
The list of other celebrity interviews and conversations published in past issues of the Whitefish Review includes John Irving, David James Duncan, Doug Peacock, Terry Tempest Williams, Russell Chatham, Tom Brokaw, Pam Houston, and Bill McKibben. A launch party for the new issue of the Whitefish Review is scheduled for Saturday, the 19th of December, at Crush Lounge in Whitefish. You'll find photos of David Letterman and Brian Schott, as well as a link to the Whitefish Review website at our website, mtpr.org. For Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman.